the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. After initially voting not to cut some city services, London city councillors have voted to revisit some service cuts in order to bring down next year's tax hike. Mayor Josh Morgan says he'd like the 2026 tax hike to be less than 5%. And right now it stands at 6.4. So we've got a little ways to go. Today, I'm talking with London Free Press City Hall reporter Jack Moulton about what councillors are looking to bring down. Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm good, Rachel. How are you?
Good. So city councillors have already identified six items that they are for sure going to at least look at. These aren't definite cuts yet, but they're going to look at these six items to bring the tax hike down. What are those six things?
Yeah. So as we've discussed a little bit before, City Hall's trying to get to, or City Council, both actually, trying to get ahead of budget season, which if you remember in even more previous podcasts, is only about a month long because of the strong mayor powers. So, you know, there were some quibbles by councillors back in, I believe that would have been February of last year, saying, gosh, I wish I had more time to look at more things. And so This is their attempt at doing that. And not only that, but now they're trying to action, if you remember, that strong mayor order that Josh Morgan had of bringing the tax hike below 5%. It currently stands at 6.4%, which is an increase of about $248 against the average assessed value of a home in London, which, you know, is from 2015, I believe, and it's $252,000.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Big a little difference out of date.
Exactly. Even then, big difference in assessed value versus market value. So absolutely. Just to clear the air on that, as is routine these days. And so, they're trying to get ahead of the ball. And because of that strong mayor order, staff are bringing forward recommendations for things that could be reduced or cut to help meet that target. And so there was a big list of them presented to council just last month. And they weren't terribly enthusiastic about many of them. Things like closing the city's five remaining waiting pools did not get a great reception. Things like less road maintenance, sidewalk maintenance, things like that. So, and, you know, they voted a couple of those down to not even bother looking at those.
Okay.
To which the mayor and the budget chair were saying, you know, well, we should at least see what these look like first. These are just suggestions of things to look at.
Okay, and so like, they're really just information gathering at this point.
Exactly. And then the mayor would have the opportunity or not to introduce it in his budget in, I believe, late October, and or council could bring it into the budget if the mayor doesn't have it already, or remove it if he does.
Okay.
All that being said, they decided to go ahead studying six items and then later added three. I can get into those. But right now they're looking at reducing tree planting grants, delaying the resident satisfaction survey. Londoners may or may not be familiar with that, you know, ranking your biggest priorities and issues in the city and, you know, how city staff are performing and, you know, their duties, that kind of thing.
Okay.
To every other year, as opposed to every year, cutting down the number of internships at City Hall and, you know, some back end City Hall stuff like computer software, cutting back on that.
Okay.
But also putting in new streetlights in existing neighborhoods, there's the possibility that the city stops funding those entirely and goes back to a model where property owners in that neighborhood kind of pool their resources together.
Really? Okay. I've never heard of that happening.
And also stop sending money to a climate change reserve fund that council set up. They already took a bit out of the annual contribution to that, but now they're basically just talking about taking the rest.
So if they go ahead and cut all of those six things, how much does that save?
Not a lot. Okay. So if all of those were implemented, you know, in their entirety, that would be a little over 700 grand in savings against a $1.4 million budget. So that's like less than a tenth of a percentage point. And against that average assessed value of $252,000, that would be about $4 in savings. So
for the average homeowner, you'd save $4.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. But again, we're just information gathering right now. Now, there's three new things that counselors are going to look at. They initially weren't going to, but now they are. What are those three things?
Yeah, so maybe heeding the advice of the mayor and the budget chair and a couple other counselors, they decided to look at a couple more things, and that was reducing road repairs, stopping the pilot project for having green bins in, you know, apartment buildings and condo buildings and things of that sort. It's mostly curbside right now, but they had this pilot project.
Okay.
But also halting blue box collection for what they call non-eligible sources, which looking into that is things like small businesses and, you know, businesses run out of your home, that sort of thing. And all of those together would be about $864,000 if they were fully implemented.
Okay. A little bit more than all six of the other things put together. But so again, it would save maybe $4 or $5 on the average homeowner's bill if all of those things were cut.
Yeah, in that neighborhood.
Ish.
And exactly. The counselor who brought this forward, Corinne Rahman, was talking about maybe not outright cutting these services, these three in particular, but maybe funding them through a reserve fund so they're not directly against, you know, property taxes. Remains to be seen how that rolls out since, you know, these are ongoing operating expenses. These aren't one-time things.
Sure.
It's worth noting that with everything, every single suggestion for a cut or reduction that were presented to council, the ones they now want to look at or not, all of them brought together would save like 0.3% against the
Okay.
tax hike for next year. And so that's about $12.
And we need to cut, you know, if we want to get below 5%, at least 1.5%, right?
Exactly.
Or 1.4.
1.5, yeah.
Okay. Why did they go back on these three new items? Because they weren't going to look at them. And then, and now they said, oh, no, let's keep that in there. We'll continue to examine these as options. Why did they bring those back?
Like I said, just more information. The city staff report that outlined some of these things had, you know, some estimates on how much it could save. But really breaking that down over the remainder of this multi-year budget, so next year and 2027, and how that has an impact, overall just getting more detailed information. And like I mentioned from Councillor Rahman, you know, potential for maybe partially reducing it or, yeah, bringing in alternate sources of funding, that sort of thing.
It does give you some insight into how budget talks happen because it's an ongoing, constant discussion throughout the year, even though most of the main chat is happening in November, December. But they really have to go line by line. Like it's very, you're really getting into the weeds with a lot of this stuff.
Well, at the very least, that's the case this year and why they're getting started a bit early to help meet the mayor's goal, because it's a bit of an uphill battle. The budget process started off. Not everyone got what they wanted, and that upset quite a few agencies. Also, part of that is looking at City Hall's own books. I should mention that city staff have already found about, and this is an early number, they stressed about $6 million in savings through just right-sizing, which is a little less than a percentage point. A percentage point is about roughly $8 million or so. And so, you know, there is some work underway, and that's not to mention, they're asking any city funded agencies like transit, like police, like the library to come back with 1.5% in savings against their budget. And granted, that's not like an absolute. The mayor and budget chair have said, you know, that's not going to be possible for each and every one. And, you know, especially that goes for smaller agencies like Museum London or the Arts Council, things like that. The problem so far is that none of these agencies really have a lot of room to cut anymore or to defer projects or anything of that sort. You know, for instance, the transit authorities already hiked fares last year, and that affected their ridership. And, you know, now they have the fallout from enrollment cuts at Fanshawe and how that goes against sort of their student pass revenue. You know, you had just this week letters from the health unit and Museum London. Museum London especially said, since we didn't get the money we needed at the beginning of the budget, we've already had to, you know, make some trims to our staff. And any more, you know, we're going to have to reduce our hours and cut even more staff. And the health unit came out and said, we have a forecast of how much we're expecting the city to grant us in budget increases. And if they don't meet this, if we cut 1.5% from the city's contribution, that's going to leave us with $1 million shortfall next year.
Yeah,
You
so
know,
it's
it's
a
a tall
tough
order.
balance. Yeah, a tall order and a tough balance for City Hall to ask that of all their agencies and then and get the costs down to something that's affordable for Londoners. Okay, so these budget talks are, again, long and ongoing. What is going to happen next? What are the next steps with budget?
Yeah, so they have one last meeting, one of these sort of early meetings of the budget committee, which is every member of council, next week, June 11th. Okay. And so they're going to hear from the Health Unit and Museum London. And that's also going to be the sort of last chance way ahead of time for councillors to suggest any cuts they might be thinking of or are exploring.
Okay.
And there are a couple in there. But then it takes a bit of a break and, you know, the formal budget process kicks off. The mayor will release his budget in late October.
Okay.
To which there will be a couple weeks to sort of process that. You know, councillors will be holding town halls. City Hall will be hosting sort of pop-up events at like, you know, community centers and things of that nature to get people to weigh in. There will be another formal public input meeting at City Hall, like we've discussed before. And then 2 days of budget deliberations, I believe, mid to late to November. And then all goes well, the mayor doesn't veto, you know, we'll have a budget update for 2026 at the end of November.
Okay. And the mayor's goal is, again, under 5%. Right now we're sitting at 6.4. So a little ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Jack. I'm sure we're going to follow all of your stories on this at lfpress.com because I know there's a lot more to come, but we're glad to have your expertise today. Thank you.
Thank you.